station.
At Encompass Credit Union, we provide a list of financial services, from online and mobile banking technology to easy-to-apply online loan applications. We offer credit cards and loans at competitive rates, so stop by or give us a call. We can tell you all about the services we offer. We're an equal housing lender. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Federally insured by NCUA, online at EncompassCU.org.
Community-minded, just like you.
We at Casper Media want to celebrate your anniversaries, weddings, birthdays, engagements, babies, and reunions on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Are you celebrating a milestone? Let us celebrate with you. In order to do this, we need help from you. Send your information to newsroom@CasperRadio.com with a JPEG picture, a short write-up of the basic facts, and please give us at least 2 weeks' notice in advance of your special date. Please include a phone number and contact person on your item in case we have questions. Got a question? Call us at 765-659-3338.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Indiana Army National Guard, aired by the Indiana Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. It's a, Tuesday morning. Here we are already. Want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Like a Good Neighbor, Susan is there, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Encompass Credit Union, Community Minded Just Like You, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Step Back Into a Simple Time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We are your free local online newspaper. Good morning. I'm guessing you're Rick Haggerty. Is that right?
That would be me.
Okay,
yes,
bring that microphone closer here.
All right.
And put those headphones on if you would, and you can hear what we're saying here and hear all the other things we play. I wasn't sure, Rick, if you were coming in or if you had another representative. I'm Kevin Keith, by the way. Good morning, and
good
nice
morning.
To meet you. You're here to talk today about the Clinton County Community Foundation and the Saul's Volunteers. Saul stands for Servants at Work. Now, are you with the foundation or Saul's or both?
I'm with Saul's. I'm the founder of the organization. We've been doing it for about 15 years.
Okay. Come just a hair closer to that microphone, if you would, okay. There. Get right on that. So first, Saul's, has that been active in Clinton County for 15 years then?
No, not quite. We've probably been building in Clinton County for about maybe 5-6 years.
Okay. So where did you, what's your region? What do you cover?
Well, actually, we cover pretty much the whole state at this point, but we started out in Marion County and then began to grow from there and just kind of grew organically as we began to get requests from other counties and other cities around the state. So we're currently serving about 63 of Indiana's 92 counties.
Wow. So where are you based out of?
Based out of Indianapolis, okay. north side of Indianapolis.
So you drove up here today for our interview?
Yes.
I appreciate that. I really do. We've always got the option of a phone interview, but I appreciate you coming up, Rick. Okay, so first off, tell us what Saul's does throughout the state of Indiana, and then we'll talk specifically about our little neck of the woods here in Clinton County.
Okay. We build wooden wheelchair ramps for people with disabilities, low income, that are basically trapped in their homes. We build all over the state of Indiana. We get requests from medical people, people that are friends, neighbors, family. We get requests from just about every place. The ramps that we build, as I said, are wooden. They are removable so that they are reusable. That allows us to be able to serve people that are in a rental situation rather than an owner situation. That way, if the individual leaves or something, we're able to go back and take the ramp out, which is very popular with landlords so that they don't have a an unnecessary capability on a rental property.
So can you make a ramp work about anywhere? Because I've seen, you know, every now and then you'll see a house and it's pretty tight in something, or there may be a fence or an easement or something. But I'm guessing you guys can make about anything work.
Well, just about. Sometimes it just is impossible. The ADA, which we comply with on all of our ramps, the ADA guidelines, require that you have a foot of ramp for every 1 inch of height that you have to overcome.
Okay.
So as a result, if you have a very, very small piece of property that the dwelling sits up very high, sometimes it just isn't physically possible. We'll fudge a little bit, but for the most part, we stick strictly with the ADA guidelines because it's safest. And quite frankly, it's the easiest for the person in a wheelchair, especially a manual wheelchair.
Yeah, if you're going down or going up, right?
As far as that goes. It wears your arms out.
Yeah, I believe that. What kind of materials do you use? Are we talking a couple guys with some Sawzalls and wood?
Well, sometimes it seems that way. But our primary tools are a miter saw, which makes cutting angles and so forth a lot easier and a lot more accurate. And a cordless drill.
Okay.
The cordless drill is for safety's sake, so we don't have extension cords running all over the place that people can trip on. But those are our two primary tools. Our materials are pretty much all treated material.
Okay.
We build our ramps out of 2x6 material, so it's very solid. We'll stand quite a bit of weight. We've had some fairly good-sized people. That we've built ramps for and have not had any problems with it. And most of the, all of the material is treated above ground type of outdoor material. And then we use treated fasteners to put it together so they don't rot or
last long.
Right.
Yeah. So when you build a ramp and if somebody's in a rental situation, You don't connect it to the building then, right? Because you do want to have the option to pull it out if you need to. So you build it so you can move it eventually.
Exactly. We normally anchor it to like a concrete step or a concrete sidewalk, something like that, mainly just for safety's sake. But these ramps, by the time we get done building them, they're pretty big. They're pretty heavy. Not really going anywhere.
Right.
but we do anchor them. But in order to meet Indiana State Building Code that specifies basically a, quote, temporary structure and therefore not requiring permits, we don't attach to the house.
So how long does it take to build a ramp, ideally or generally?
Well, it can take a long time. Depending on how you do it, we have developed over the years a process by which we basically prefabricate the entire ramp and pre-cut all the parts, thereby creating more or less a kit. And then that kit is transported to the site. And then normally a prefabricated ramp of average size, we can usually assemble in about 3 to 4 hours.
So you said this kind of came about in Marion County. It started there. Did you just see a need for that? Did you just have some low-income folks there say, you know, just start saying, hey, I need ramp and accessibility here, and then it just grew from there?
Well, actually, it's kind of an interesting story how it started. The mission minister at Second Presbyterian Church, where I attend, came to me and said he knew some folks in Fort Wayne that were building wheelchair ramps, something I'd never thought of. And if there's, and they've been doing it for like 8 years.
Great service project. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. So he said, if there's a need in Fort Wayne, there's probably a need here in Indianapolis. So we began to research it a little bit, and believe it or not, I had to go looking for the very first one.
Okay.
But from there, it's just been an absolute roller coaster ride. It was basically just going to be kind of a, you know, a church service project that we do once in a while. But our need has exploded
grown
over the entire state.
We'll get to some more details of Clinton County's connection here in a moment. First, we'll take a phone call. Party line, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I sure can appreciate the topic of discussion today. I had a father who was in his 90s, and the ramp made a huge difference. I remember Thanksgiving dinner at our place. We had to rig up a our own ramp.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, too, I don't know if people know this, but out at Clinton County has an observatory, an astronomical observatory. And we have a accessible ramp so that we've actually had people come out and take a look at the stars because they can ramp up. And we do have to position the telescope at an object near the zenith sometimes to make it possible for them to see. But that was kind of interesting, too,
mm-hmm.
that we can actually view the stars from a wheelchair.
You know, until it affects you, Russ, you don't think about it, right? You know, really,
absolutely. I remember my father used to say back when he was in his 50s or 60s, you know, there are too many handicapped accessible parking spots around. And then about 20 or 30 years later, there are not enough handicapped accessible spots around.
Right. Well, we've got this group here that we're getting ready to talk about the local portion of it. I understand there's been, is it right, Rick, that there's been a... what's the word I'm looking for? A grant?
Yes,
that's been approved. So
yes,
we were going to see that. So
the Clinton County Community Foundation has been generous and granted us a sum of money to help us pay for the materials to build within Clinton County, and we're really excited about that.
So what is your call to action? So in other words, some people that listen that need or know someone that needs, that they can go ahead and request? How does that work?
Actually, it's quite easy. We have the ability to request a ramp on our website, which is sawsramps.org. And we also have a main number that they can call and request a ramp. That number is 317-844-7664. So either way, the request process is really pretty simple. We basically just ask for name, address, and phone number, and then one of our client services representatives calls the individual back and gets all the qualifying information.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. What got you involved with all this? What was your inspiration?
Well, actually, it was, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, kind of a one of those coincidence types of things, even though I don't believe in coincidence. We were I was looking for something to do with my church, and this suggestion was made, and I thought, well, why not, you know, give it a shot, and here we are 15 years later and 2,000 ramps later, and it turned into a little bit more than what I had originally intended on.
Right. That 6 inches can make a big difference, can it, of the lip of a threshold?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, when I speak in public, my comparison is usually 1 inch, because if you take a manual wheelchair and try to go over it by yourself without assistance, go over a 1 inch threshold, it will turn the chair over backwards.
Wow.
Even 1 inch, yeah.
One inch.
I remember we had I was a scoutmaster for 14 years, and I took the boys down to a great big jamboree down in Indianapolis area, Camporee, Jamboree, and one of the stations, they had about 40 or 50 stations, and one of the stations that we went to was the accessible. I don't think we call it handicap anymore.
Yeah, no, not anymore.
Yeah, the accessible station, and to try to roll somebody across grass, I mean, that's a workout. I did, you know, until I went to that station, I had no idea it was so hard to roll a wheelchair across just grass, even if it's level.
One of the things that is really kind of out of sight, out of mind for the majority of us, and I know it was for me, is you mentioned your father talking about the parking spaces. We see the blue parking spaces and the cutouts in the sidewalks and the automatic door openers providing accessibility to public spaces. But one of the things that I know I never thought about was, how does a person get out of their own home?
Yeah.
Very few homes, especially homes that low-income people can afford to live in, are really accessible.
Yeah.
And again, you don't think about that until you're affected by it. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I wonder if anybody has invented a portable ramp that you could put in your car and somebody could just shoop, pop it, and then just a couple things spring to life, and you have an instant ramp. And then you have a suitcase kind of thing where it goes back.
You know, I've seen a few things like that, Russ, but I question their stability. I have seen a few things like that. What about you, Rick?
Yeah, we keep two or three what we call fold-up ramps. They're aluminum. They're 8 feet long. They fold in half and then half again to create kind of a suitcase. Mm-hmm. And we use those in situations where we've got a fairly short ramp, and we can't get to them right away, but it gives them accessibility in the interim. But you're right. The stability is not something you want to rely on. There are no railings, so the only thing you have is something to keep you from rolling off the sides. It's really not a good long-term solution.
Right. Makes sense. Well, good deal. Well, I'll keep listening, and you can keep building and keep freeing people up to have access to the world more and more. I'm sure it's very liberating, and you've seen a lot of big smiles, I'm sure, after you're done with the project.
A lot of smiles and a lot of tears. Keep spreading the word. We need a lot more volunteers, and probably at some point in time we'll need more money too.
All right. Well, thank you.
Russ, thanks for the call. We appreciate that. So how many workers or volunteers do you have working throughout the state, Rick? Is this something that you could call someone in a region if it's up in the northwestern part of the state? You got a couple guys up there or gals in the same way in southern Indiana?
Right now we have 31 construction groups spread out over the state serving those 63 counties. We have in excess of 800 volunteers total.
Man, that's awesome.
Well, it is, but it still isn't enough.
Right.
It still isn't enough. And when you're dealing with volunteers,
they've got lives too and full-time jobs and stuff, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I only mildly jokingly say that the definition of a volunteer is when I have time.
Right.
And that's a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing, because if you've got someone who's really in need, you want to get to them as quickly as possible. But it has to be, you have to have the money and you have to have the bodies to do it.
Right. Does all the money come from grants and donations?
Yes.
Primarily?
Yes. Either from foundations or donations or sponsorships.
Okay.
We're all supported by people's generosity.
So approximately how many of these do you do in a year in Indiana?
Last year we did a little over 350.
That's a true blessing right there.
It's amazing. We have exceeded the 2,000 mark now. Mm,
wow.
Both of those figures are very impressive, and we're very proud of them. We're very blessed to have been able to do that. But we also have fairly good statistics from census figures that indicate that there could be as many as 10,000 people in the state of Indiana in this kind of a situation. So we got a ways to go yet.
Well, I know that there have been service projects that churches around Clinton County here, where I've heard about, you know, them going out one weekend and doing this for a church member or something. But Saul's volunteers are getting it done across the state. So you said you got a grant from the Clinton County Community Foundation, and wow, I don't know if you've ever read up on them, but they do so much good here in our community. I don't know where we'd be without them. And basically it was for three ramps, right?
That's right.
So, and you have one request at this time, so you've still got a couple openings if there's someone listening, right?
Well, actually, no. We do have three requests on the books right now.
Okay.
What we try to do with the community foundations around the state, and by the way, the community foundations around the state is a wonderful organization, group of organizations. There's literally a community foundation in every county of the state. And Clinton County has blessed us with their financial support, and we're very thankful for that. But normally what we do is we will ask for what we need, and then once that's been expended, we will go back and ask for more if we need more. But what we're hoping is that will generate within the community a desire for more financial support from churches, individuals, companies, and so forth.
So I'm guessing when you're going from area to area, again, depending on what the lay of the land is, the price might change some. Is there a cost like per that's kind of approximate, kind of a dollar figure that all of them cost at least that?
Yeah, we use an average of about $1,000 for materials.
Okay.
Right. So that can vary. In the more rural areas where we're dealing with older homes and especially mobile homes, sometimes that can exceed the $1,000. But then in cities and so forth where we have sometimes smaller ramps, it goes down. But that's usually about the average.
All right. Is there anything I missed, Rick, before I let you go? Again, we appreciate you coming up from Indianapolis and talking with us this morning.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to reach out to all of the communities. We're particularly happy to have the opportunity to reach out here in Clinton County. Up until this point in time, we've basically been building ramps with volunteers that have more or less been imported from other counties.
Right.
So I would appeal to anyone in the county that is interested in helping with this. The beautiful part of it is, There's no big skill involved. I tell people if I can do this, anybody can do it. I have no skills whatsoever. We're looking to try and build a Clinton County construction group and serve the county from within rather than from without.
Okay, very good. Again, the phone number, if you'd like more information, is 317-844-7664. And you could contact the Clinton County Community Foundation as well for more information. There's plenty of information out there. Rick, thank you again for coming up from Indianapolis, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, we'll be back with more Party Line next on WILO.
Have you ever noticed that sometimes the best windows in your home are the ones you don't even notice? Windows that don't stick. Windows that don't have cold air rushing in around them. They don't rattle in the wind or remind you how bad they are when you get your energy bill. The best windows in your house don't fog between the panes either. Have quiet enjoyment of your beautiful new windows from the window experts at Welty Custom Exteriors, serving all of central Indiana from 800-466-7231. Welty Custom Exteriors.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career?
Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast for all of North Central Indiana,
including Mulberry, Rusheville, and Kirkland. Breezy today. We do have a slight chance of scattered showers, a high of 66. A chance of showers overnight, a low of 55. And for Halloween, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, a high of 52. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Just a couple minutes left in the program. I want to thank our sponsors. They are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Floristing Greenhouse, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Health Care, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and Clinton County Daily News. We are your free local online newspaper. Well, we try to keep it local here in the spirit of Vern Casper. He and I talked before he passed away, and one of our goals for 2018, he had tasked Ken Hartman and myself with getting Party Line more local. Local, 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 Vern used to say. Now, he liked his national guests, don't get me wrong. He had fun talking with him and stuff, but we're trying to filter some of that back. You know, every now and then there's a national guest that we enjoy, and so far we've been pretty fortunate to get good guests. Not always, but most of the time. But we are trying to keep it local, and that's what today's program is all about. We spoke with Susan Gresham the first half hour of the portion of the program, and she's talking about coach kids. They're looking for mentors right now, particularly adults. But they've got some high school kids helping out, too. That's encouraging. And you can check them out at coachkids.org or make sure you like them on Facebook, all right? Also, this Monday at 6:30 at the Coach Kids office, they'll be having orientation and training. You can show up there and just ask questions. There's no commitment there. They'll have a packet if you'd like to commit, okay? So they are looking for mentors at this time, and just because you may have a boring job, that doesn't mean you can't make a big difference in a kid's life. You don't have to be the mayor or radio guy or a radio station owner. You just have to want to serve and give and love those kids and listen to them. Half the time, just listen to them, right? That's kids just want to be listened to. At least that's my story. I'm sticking with that. Most of the time, my girlfriend's kids just want to be heard, and I listen to them, and I think, what a load of crock, what a crock, but I listen. I'm just kidding. They're good kids. And then we had Rick Haggerty, who drove up from Indianapolis this morning to talk about the Saul's Servants at Work. And they're going around the state, and boy, they're doing the Lord's work there and putting in the handicap accessible ramps for folks. Three grants, thanks to the Clinton County Community Foundation, and they'll have three new ramps in Clinton County here very shortly, is what they're working on. So A good show today, and we appreciate you tuning in. And again, special thanks to our sponsors. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 8:30 with more Party Line. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.
You can play the game and you can act out the part. You know